Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 24th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Shear stress-induced endothelial HEG1 signaling regulates vascular tone and blood pressure. This study demonstrates that heart development protein with epidermal growth factor-like domain 1, or HEG1, in endothelial cells is critical for sensing shear stress and regulating vasodilation, directly impacting systemic blood pressure. Phenome-wide association studies showed a strong inverse relationship between endothelial HEG1 levels and cardiovascular risk factors, suggesting that impaired HEG1 function contributes to endothelial dysfunction and hypertension. These findings highlight HEG1 as a potential therapeutic target for managing blood pressure and preventing cardiovascular disease. Article number 2. Transcriptomic biomarkers related to cardiac disease in childhood cancer survivors, a case-control study. This case-control study identified transcriptomic biomarkers associated with cardiac disease in childhood cancer survivors, comparing gene expression in 165 survivors with cardiac disease to 165 cardiac disease-free controls. Specific genes were found to be differentially expressed in survivors who developed cardiac complications after cardiotoxic cancer treatments, like anthracyclines and heart-directed radiotherapy. The identified biomarkers may help predict and personalize treatment strategies to mitigate cardiac risks in this vulnerable population. Article number 3. Invasive validation of novel 1D models for computation of coronary fractional flow reserve. This study assessed the accuracy of 5 one-dimensional virtual fractional flow reserve, or versus FFR, models against invasively measured fractional flow reserve, or FFR, for assessing coronary lesions. The one-dimensional models, which incorporate side branch flow representation, significantly reduce simulation time compared to three-dimensional alternatives. Results showed good agreement and diagnostic accuracy compared to established FFR methods, suggesting that one-dimensional versus FFR models can provide a faster and reliable non-invasive tool for evaluating coronary artery disease. Article number 4. Finerenone and diabetic chronic kidney disease real-world insights, including patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, or heart failure with mid-range ejection fraction. This study examined the real-world safety and cardiac effects of finerenone in patients with chronic kidney disease and type 2 diabetes, including those with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction or heart failure with mid-range ejection fraction. Finerenone, a non-steroidal mineralocorticoid receptor antagonist, demonstrated a reduction in heart failure events and cardiovascular death. The study provides evidence supporting the use of finerenone to improve cardiac outcomes in this high-risk patient population. Article number 5. Geographic region variation in patient characteristics, clinical outcomes, and treatment of heart failure with reduced ejection fraction in the Victoria trial. This analysis of the Victoria trial investigates how geographic variations impact patient characteristics, guideline-directed medical therapy, and clinical outcomes in individuals with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. The study evaluated the influence of regional differences on the effectiveness of vericiguat compared to placebo. The findings underscore the need to consider geographic factors when tailoring heart failure management strategies to optimize patient care and outcomes. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.